only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair the Breach broadcast, Restore the Past to Dwell In. We've been preaching and teaching that our Savior's true Hebrew name is YHWH. And, you know, I don't know what it is people can't understand about that. It just takes a very little bit of study to search the Scriptures and then go to any Hebrew or Greek-speaking scholar, and they'll acknowledge that that was our Savior's original Hebrew name.
We got Pastor Buddy. Are you there, Brother Buddy?
We're here, Brother Arnold, and I hope that that everybody gets a blessing tonight. And we really appreciate being on with you tonight, and it's a joy, and I can't wait to get into this subject we're going to get on.
We got kicked off, or at least I did. We was going to finish up where we left off. Brother Buddy and I don't see eye to eye on all of our doctrine, but this is one of the things that Israel went into captivity for, going after other gods and keeping and not keeping the Sabbath, this abomination that makes desolate. And, you know, I say another day, I don't say that they can't, but it's hard for me to see how somebody can have the Holy Spirit and deny His holy name, or have the Holy Spirit and deny His holy Sabbath. Now, they may can, and they're just fighting against it. I don't know. But I know that Lunar Sabbath, Brother Buddy, is one of the most provable doctrines in Scripture. But it's one of the hardest to get somebody to take an honest look at.
Amen, brother.
I think where we went off the other day, I was telling the people not only in Scripture, we can pinpoint weekly Sabbaths on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. Of the month. Now, you got your new moon worship day, then six work days, and you rest the seventh day. Your seventh day comes after six work days always. But your new moon worship day is not counted in counting out the week. In other words, you've got to go ahead and talk. Let me see who this is.
Okay. Go ahead. What Brother Arnold was trying to say, that the 7-day count rotation, like the Gregorian calendar has placed itself in, is incorrect. And there's many, many examples of where we have proven, and we're going to prove tonight for you that are listening tonight, that we're going to take issue with a 7-day count, a rotation count. In other words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then a Sabbath. Well,
right.
Brother Arnold, I was just telling them that we're going to go into the examples, and I think a good place to start, if you'd like to.
Yeah. What I had done, you know, I was telling them that everywhere in the Scripture that you can pinpoint a weekly Sabbath, and the Bible says the Scripture is written by our examples. And everywhere you pinpoint a weekly Sabbath, they're always on the seventh day of the week, always the eighth day of the month. You got your new moon worship day, six work days.
Right.
And you rest the seventh day. But it'd be the eighth day of the month. Then you work six more days, rest the seventh day, and it'll be the 15th day of the month, full moon.
Correct.
But anyhow, I was telling not only that, but every place you can pinpoint a weekly Sabbath back in history, just like, when you have, major events happen, like the signing of Declaration of Independence or the Independence Day or 9/11. These dates go down here. Well, when the temple was destroyed, way back under in Nebuchadnezzar's day and then later on in Titus in A.D. 70, years apart, these dates went down in history. Now, listen to what guess what days the Sabbath was on both of these times the temple was destroyed? The Sabbath fell on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th of the month.
Amen.
And I've got other places where they've done it, but in the, it's in the Talmud, they made a record, and let me just read it to you. It's in volume, 14. Of the part 2, 1995, by Israel Institute for Talmudic Publications and Multiple Books, page 205, 206. Listen what it says. It says, "The following regarding the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, built by Solomon and destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar's army." It's on page 205. It says, then late on the day of the night, in other words, late on the day of the night,
mm-hmm.
close to nightfall,
right.
they set the temple on fire. And it continued to burn the entire next day on the tent. And then on page 206, it said, now when the temple was destroyed for the first time at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the guard, it says that day was the ninth of Abib, A-B, and it was the day fallen Shabbat. In other words, the ninth was the day fallen Shabbat. So if the ninth the day fallen Shabbat, that means the eighth was the Shabbat. This is a recorded pinpointed weekly Sabbath back in history at the time the temple was destroyed. Now, if the eighth was a Shabbat, then the 15th was, the 22nd, and the 29th was. This is deductive reasoning. You know, it's an absolute.
Right.
Listen to what it goes on to say, brother. Buddy. So,
okay.
And it was the year following the sabbatical year. And similarly, when the temple was destroyed a second time at the hands of Titus, the destruction occurred on the very same day.
Mm.
Now, I've got a bunch of this pinpointed dates in history where the Sabbath's on the 8th, 15th. But I challenge anybody to find one back where the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath would be on any other day. Now, you can find some of this, and I need to post some more up on my website at lunarsabbath.info, I-N-F-O, lunarsabbath.info. But, Buddy, we mentioned, you said something about the Jericho March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot have a battle march and do an aggressive, now these offenses and defenses, this wasn't no defense, this was an offensive
Amen.
Battle march
Amen.
For 7 days, carrying the ark and all the gear and the battle gear, marching around Jericho for 7 days. Well, 7 days, and the last day they went around, seven times. So, but my point is this. One of them days with the traditional weekly Sabbath would have had to been a weekly Sabbath. Now this problem goes away with lunar Sabbath because you got your new moon worship day, then 6 work days, and then the 7th day. And guess what? Did you know the book of Jasher, which is actually the book of the just, it records that this march began on the new moon day.
Amen.
He told Joshua, get up, rise up, Joshua, and march around the wall for 6 days. Well, that would have been your new moon, and then your first, second, third, fourth, fifth day. That's 6 days. Your
Amen.
Fifth day was like the 6th day counting the new moon. And then on the 7th day, which is preparation, it, according to lunar Sabbath, they went around 7 times. And then on the 8th day, which is a weekly Sabbath, see, they
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have to march around because on that 7th day, they went around 7 times, the wall fell down.
Correct.
And they took the city. So they rested the weekly Sabbath, which had been on the 8th day of the month. And this is recorded. This is all documented stuff, just like I give you that place out of the Talmud there where they recorded. I mean, it's not just there. It's other places, too. All the scholars know it's dated when the temple was set on fire, late on the night. They said it was the day following Shabbat.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, so, Brother Arnold, that example, and we're going to give many when we get time here. Examples of likeness that it could not have been. What you're saying here, it could have not been on a rotation of 7 days. If the book of Jasher is correct, and they begin on the new moon, as you have stated in the book of Jasher. Well, the Bible mentions that the book of Jasher, these things are recorded. Well, on the new moon, they started, and then they ceased. Because if you take after the new moon, you've got 6 working days. That's 7 days. And
right.
then the 8th day would have been the correct Sabbath. Is that right?
That's right. They wouldn't have had. But with the traditional Sabbath keepers, then Joe was breaking his own law and got an offensive battle march with the children of Israel. You don't teach them not to carry nothing in and out of their house and then turn around and have them doing stuff like this. And plus, you know, we talked other places about how the international dateline with the traditional weekly Sabbath, you got to have a man-made dateline, and man can put it anywhere he wants it. And he can change your Sabbath day. He can move it right straight down the city of New York if he wants to.
If he wants
and on one side of the street, it'll be Saturday the first day of the week, seventh day of the week, and Sunday the first day of the week when you cross the street, that they be holy on one side of the street and unholy on the other.
Amen.
And man has this power to move that date line. Now, whether he moves it or not, don't matter. He has the power to change the times there.
And
just by with a stroke of a pen, brother buddy. But with Lunar Sabbath, this problem goes away again.
Amen.
Just, they got it out in the Pacific Ocean. It's called the International Dateline. Look it up on your encyclopedia, computer, whatever. And you've got, let's say, two islands sitting there, and the dateline goes between them. They watch the sunrise and set. Both islands in the same day. Sunrise, sunset. Well, these two islands into the two entirely different dates. On the same day. In other words, it's Sunday on one aisle, Saturday on the other.
you don't have that same problem if you observe the lunar, because...
No, you won't have that problem with lunar because both islands will be in the same day.
All right, now
imagine the children of Israel camping on a date line. One half the camp stays holy over there, another half not holy. This alone ought to wake people up.
That's exactly right. Arnold, what you're saying is, and I've got three questions to ask you, and the number one question that I want to ask you, does the Bible say anywhere that the calendar that we're talking about here, the International Dateline, does it say that the calendar is for appointments?
No, it says he appointed the moon for appointments. They try to make a calendar and point man to tell you when to start it, and you have to go outside the Bible, brother buddy, to find out when to count the six work days on the traditional calendar. In other words, you got the commandment in the scripture to keep the seventh day, and you got commandment, statutes, and judgments. Well, the commandment is keep the seventh day. The judgment is death. It can be cut off from Israel if you don't keep it. But the statute will tell you how to do it. So you don't have to go out of scripture to find the statute of how it's done. What you got to do is turn to Ezekiel 46:1 and other scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
you turn to Leviticus 23, where he said, "These are my feasts," and it's talking about six work days and rest the seventh day. Okay, this is for the whole year. Then when you go looking at Ezekiel 46:1, he said the gates of Yahweh's house to be shut the six working days,
amen,
but open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. Now think about this. We just come out of a week this Sabbath, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and now we have in our new moon worship day. Both of these are worship days. They're not none of the six work days.
Amen.
Our first work day begins tomorrow.
Amen.
It'll be the first work of the six working days. You do not count the new moon as one of the six work days. This is where they go wrong, brother buddy. They do exactly what the scripture tells them not to do. They count, they don't keep, leave the gates open on the last Sabbath of the month for the new moon, and then begin the six work days. They count the new moon as a work day and a worship day all in one.
Yes, they do.
And that won't work.
Yep.
Scripture. And, you know, it's not that hard. I can understand how it's hard for people because our minds have been so conditioned
mm-hmm.
to the Roman pagan calendar. It'll tell you when Halloween and Christmas and Easter, and it'll tell you, it don't tell you none of his holy days. You don't mix sweet and bitter water and salt and fresh and all of that. See, Yahweh did not put his holy Sabbath on that calendar. A calendar that will tell you when Christmas, Easter, but it won't tell you when the new moon, it won't tell you
amen.
When the new atonement,
amen. Preach it, brother.
Amen. It don't tell you none of these days, but they think, well, it tells you when the weekly Sabbath is. No, what they're doing, they're taking the authority that Yahweh said, let them, talking about the sun and the moon.
Amen.
The sun is for days and years. It'll tell you when the days and years. The moon, she beacons the appointments. It says over in Psalms 104:19, he appointed the moon for appointments.
Amen.
But yet, they want to take and make the sun be for days, years, and the weekly appointments.
They sure do.
Count 1-7. It's a type of solar worship in disguise, is what it is. It's a type of sun worship. You know, we kept Saturday Sabbath for many years, that people kept Sunday goes back to sun worship. Well, Saturday does too. And on top of that, it was worship of Saturn.
Exactly right. And you know, Brother Arnold, over in Ezekiel chapter 8, it refers to those that had their back to the wall with their face to the sun. and they were worshiping Talmuz, which all this is indoctrinated tradition that's crept in. And like you say, the Christian church has masked, they put a mask on Talmuz, and they have set him in the temple and adorned him with the sun calendar. You just mentioned Psalms 104:19. It says he appointed the moon for appointments. He didn't appoint the international dateline. He didn't appoint Pope Gregory or Julius Caesar. He appointed his signs and seasons and times in the heavens for all of us to look up and to bow to or to take note of. And as you said a while ago, they have just swept away the things, the appointments. Now, let me ask you another question here, Brother Allen. This is part three of the question. Did anyone in the Bible that you know of ever keep a weekly Sabbath on any other day other than the 8th, 15th, the 22nd, or the 29th? Is there an example anywhere?
Absolutely not. You can go. This is why we can offer a $10,000 reward and challenge anybody that will pay the radio time. Come on here and let's discuss it. It's just like the Sunday people don't want to get their people around Saturday people because they can't defend against the Saturday doctrine like we kept for many years. Well, the same way is these Saturday people don't want you to listen to the learned people because they can't defend against the doctrine. All they do is quote you scripture about false prophets and this and that and other.
Amen.
Well, surely. They're supposed to be many false prophets.
That's what the Bible says.
Many. But we don't fit in the category of the many. We don't fit that criteria. We're not the many. They're the many. But beg your question, what was it now? I get off track.
Okay, all right. The question.
You said something about, let's say it again, the last part.
All right, the last part. Is there any example anywhere in the Bible?
Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay.
No. When the Sabbath was made known to Moshe or Moses, there, and when they come out of Egypt, it was in the second month, and the Sabbath was on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. A lot of people won't even confess that when it's an absolute. He spoke to them on the 15th. Now, this is in Exodus, the 16th chapter. Y'all need to take notes, people, and write this stuff down and
see
if it was saying so or not.
Amen.
He spoke to them on the 15th day of the second month. He told them when it gets evening, they'll get quail. Which, you know, he ain't going to give it to them on the 15th because the Sabbath. Why'd he wait the evening, Brother Buddy? Because that's when the Sabbath ends.
Amen.
So he gave them quail, and he said, in the morning, you're going to get bread to the full. That's the first day of manna, which would be the 16th.
Amen.
So they got it the 16th. He told me to get it for 6 days. They got it the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. The next day is the 22nd. He said, you won't find it then. That's the Holy Shabbat, Moses. And it is today. So when the Sabbath was made known to Moses, it was on these days. And even in the crucifixion week and all of these over there when it came into the land, it's all on these days. We can pinpoint 72 weekly Sabbaths, and they're all on these days. And off a $10,000 war, somebody pinpoint one that on any other day by the moon. You can't do it because the new moon is not counted. It's a new moon worship day. It's not counted when they counted out the week. Same as Philo, who lived it that day, Brother Buddy.
Amen. Brother Arnold, let me give you a question, and you address this question biblically speaking. People have accused us of being under the law. Now, can we prove weekly Sabbaths kept by the lunar before the law and after the law?
Absolutely. What he said in Genesis 1:14. See, the Sabbath is teaches you how to find it very early in Scripture, in Genesis 1:14. He said, listen, he said he pointed two great lights. He's talking about the sun and the moon. He said, let them be for days and years and beacon of the appointment. That
Amen.
Word sign is a beacon.
Amen.
The moon goes on and off.
Amen.
The sun does the days and years. The moon, a beacon appointment, it changes shape. And that word season is Moed. Well, Leviticus 23, verse 2 and 3, he said, these are my Moeds. Talking about worship Moeds. I ain't talking about just every kind of Moed. These is worship Moeds. It ain't talking about the daily sacrifice, the store knows its time and stuff like that. Talking about his Moed. The weekly Sabbath is a Moed. and the moon is for Moab. That should end the debate right there for those that wants to believe the word of Yahweh. But then they won't try to come up and say, no, it ain't for this one. Well, in the scripture teaches it ain't for that one. That was the first one listed in Leviticus 23.
But
that's the 6 work days.
All right. You mentioned a while ago that today was our new moon. We've observed the new moon Sabbath today, and it ends. Of course, it's ended tonight because the sun has gone down, as you indicated. And tomorrow is our first work day, and then we're going to work 6 days, and then we're going to keep another Sabbath. Now
it'll be on the 8th day of the month.
It'll be on the 8th day of the month. And let me ask you a question. With people that keep the Gregorian calendar time, it's very difficult for them to come back and say, well, that's going to take me out of my daily habits. Well, the Bible said, learn not the ways of the heathen. Babylon, Brother Arnold, has always been paganistic. And, you know, like you said a while ago, they'll tell you when Easter and Christmas comes, it's on your Gregorian calendar. But they'll never tell you when the new moon or the holy days or the time for you to rest unless you are learned in the application of keeping the calendar. And Brother Arnold, people that are really honest tonight, now listen to this. This is in Proverbs 28 and verse 9. He to whom that will turn his year from hearing the law, his prayers, even his prayers, shall be an abomination. Now, you mentioned that Saturday and Sunday is not necessarily the Sabbath according to the Bible, because you gave instances only 8, 15, 22, and 29 are the 72 examples. Now, Brother Arnold, if people won't take 72 biblical examples, why will they take a calendar hanging on the wall that's been given to them, orchestrated by man, which we believe to be Babylon, when they change times and seasons and begin to function under a different time thing so that they could steal Yahweh's times away?
It's because of tradition, Brother Buddy. He said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men.
Amen.
He said, full well do they, you know, they make void the commandments of Yahweh.
Amen.
The commandments of Yahweh, they have none effect. In other words, the commandments don't affect them. We could quote all day long that the Sabbath is a Moab, and the moon is for Moab, and that's how you would find it without having to go outside the Bible and ask somebody, when do you start counting for the 6 work days so I can keep the Sabbath? Well, they go to ask of people, and I'm not throwing off on anybody, but there was some people that he had blinded till they say, blessed is he that cometh in the name Yahweh, which they won't do right now.
Amen.
Well, these blind people, he said, the blind follow the blind, they both fall in the ditch.
Amen.
Now, I can show you in Lamentation 2 and 6 where he said he caused his Sabbath to be forgotten in time.
Amen.
They'll come back, the true Israelite, Jews or Judah or whatever, they'll one day that, once they say, blessed is he that cometh in the name Yahweh, to the Hashem and other things they say, once their eyes are open, brother, and they say that, then he'll reveal, I believe, his Sabbath back to right now. He said he calls them forget it.
Amen.
And the people tell me, and I used to tell people, well, the Jews have kept up with it. Well, no, they ain't what the scripture says.
No, it ain't.
They had forgot it. It had to be made known back when Moses come out there. And our time's just about, you know, 30 minutes goes quick.
Oh, right? Man, we've got just a couple of minutes here, Brother Arnold. You may want to give that website. It's very important for people to get this information, Brother Arnold.
Let me give that. Go on our website if you got a computer. It's lunarsabbath.info, I-N-F-O, lunarsabbath.info. And you can call me as soon as this broadcast is over if you got questions. I wish we had call-in talk. People call in questions. But error code is 770, phone number is 483-8542. That's 770-483-8542. Brother Buddy, you can give them your number, too, in case you want to call and ask you some questions.
Okay, they could call me tonight, Brother Arnold. We're live, as you have indicated, right here on June the 23rd. We're live here on WWRB 3.185 around the world. We're Clear Channel tonight, and we're also being simulcast around the world, Brother Arnold, on Internet. And I just got an email from a brother up in Michigan that said that the broadcast up there was coming in loud and clear, and they're hearing us well up in Michigan. So to all the folks around the world, we greet you in the magnanimous name of Yahweh. And if you celebrate the new moon today and you took your rest, then tomorrow is your work day. Brother Arnold, they can call me at area code 423-626-2172. And our website is oneyahweh.com.
You know, Brother Buddy, this, like I say, people want to be blessed. And I was blessed keeping Saturday Sabbath from Friday evening to Saturday evening for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But not like I've been blessed since I've seen the truth.
Amen.
It's like the adversary, Satan, he told us to either baptize in the titles Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or the name Jesus. And both of them's wrong.
Amen.
And so we went back and baptized the name YHWHJehovah. Well, it's just telling them, give them a choice between Saturday and Sunday, and both of them's wrong.
Amen.
You know, when your doctrine reached the heavens like lunar Sabbaths have, that's high as you can go. People say, well, brother, all you keep changing. You know, there's something wrong with somebody that don't change.
Amen.
These churches and all have been sitting around the water hole in Jesus' name for long, and the Trinitarians, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, don't want food with them. They stay away from them because, see, they can't defend against the oneness.
Amen.
And so they don't want them around. But the oneness don't want to get around the people who believe the name Yahweh.
Amen, brother.
They stay away. The Bible says, whosoever names the name Yahweh, he said they'll be afraid of you.
Amen.
But anyhow, we would like to challenge or invite anybody to come on here. We'll give you equal time and earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. If Saturday be Sabbath, then we'll keep it. If lunar Sabbath be the Sabbath, then we'll keep them.
Amen.
But anyhow, our time's just about coming and gone. Let's see. We got one more minute.
We got a minute.
Give us a call. And we've had Pastor Buddy on there, and he's making the tape. Anybody wants to get a copy of it. But my phone number, once again, error code 770-483-8542. That's 770-483-8542. Till next week, may Yahweh bless you.
And Arnold, we want to remind them before we go off here that we'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we will continue this discussion on the Jericho March. Proving,
right, we'll have an hour.
Yes, we'll have an hour now to prove that the 7-day cycle count of the Gregorian calendar is strictly man-made.
It's an artificial measurement time.
Amen.
Absolutely. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. May Yahweh bless you.
Yahweh bless. Shalom.